All right. We're not dead yet. That's about all we can say, isn't it, the way it's going. We're not dead yet. Well, this is Stop the Presses, and this is Ron Avery filling in for Mark Anderson today. He is at the Austin Capitol, and he is going around and trying to get interviews with people and watch what's going on so he can report what is taking place. And of course, they opened the session yesterday, the 88th legislative session, and he will be calling in later on in the show. I think he said might be towards the bottom of the hour. But anyway, so that's what we're going to talk about today is what's going on and what's going to be discussed, what they're trying to do in the Texas legislature. And again, I have more evidence of dissolution of the country. And, you know, I think because people don't know these principles of property and the that regulate every aspect of lawful government, they simply don't know how to recognize a lawful government from a tyrannical one or a dissolved one. I mean, if you let's face it, if you don't know the principles, you don't know how to analyze anything, how to even express what you're observing. You know, and when I hear people express certain things they see, they express their observations, well, to me, they've just said the country's dissolved. Now, they didn't think they said that. They would certainly not, you know, if I ask them, you know, well, Dan Patrick, do you think the country's dissolved? Oh, no, I'm sure he wouldn't think anything like that, you know. Well, I mean, you just got through saying something that that is proof of dissolution. See, I mean, if we don't learn things, you know, I mean, people and obviously people in government, they don't know these things either. So the big question is, how in the world do people get in government? What is the qualification for a person in government and holding government office if they don't know what government is? If you don't know what lawful government is, you shouldn't be lit near the operation of a government, because you ain't got a clue about what its limitations are or what a lawful one is from a tyrannical one. Well, this is what happens when you just end up with an ignorant public and people running for office. Yeah, I'm a good businessman. I'm going to get up there and we're going to do business the way business ought to be done, you know. Well, actually, government is not business. Isn't that a shocker? All these people that run on, you know, if you had a business, your government wouldn't run at all if we run this like a business. Well, yeah, and but still, government is not business. It doesn't have certain liberties. It can't just go does what it wants to does, and have elections within itself and does what it wants to does, and you know it just doesn't work that way. Lawful government has limitations and it has obligations that it must fulfill. It cannot say, well, you know what? I think what we want to do is, you know, I'm president, and what we want to do is we want to enforce these laws over here. But those laws over there, I ain't touching them, man. I ain't gonna do that. Well, I'm sorry. You don't get the option there, Mr. Executive. You got to execute all the laws of the land, all of them. You don't get to pick and choose your whim, your majesty. We don't elect monarchs and kings. That's called an elective monarchy. Our founders knew what that was, and they used the term elective monarchy. And you know what they said about an elective monarchy? It's the worst form of monarchy there is. Yeah, because it doesn't even have the protection of a bloodline. I mean, you're electing kings to do whatever they want to. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, we have three branches of government: the legislative, the judicial, and the executive. And these things should not be crossed up. And the same thing goes for the state. I would think all the states of the union have the same three-tiered government and three separate branches. Well, I'm wasting time on this because that's not what I wanted to talk about. I get into trouble with too long of an opening here. What I want to talk about is what's going on up there in Austin. So one of the big news items, of course, is that they have 32.7 billion dollars in their reserves are actually I think it's a leftovers in the budget, and it's not really the rainy day fund. That's even a bigger hoarding of funds, a bigger stash. So and one of the things, of course, I want to talk about here, a big one with me, is, here it is. It's I'm reading a, what is this? This is a, the Texas Tribune, and the title of the article here is "The Texas Legislative Session Has Begun. Here are six things we're watching." Okay, and one of them is how to spend the budget surplus. And I think the next one is parental rights. You're going to love that one. All right, number three is LGBTQ XYZT 59. Okay, I'm teasing. LGBTQ issues and women's health. Doesn't sound like either one of those go together. I think there needs to be some psychologists that are involved here. Anyway, and then border security. Wow, I'm wondering why that wouldn't be in the number one spot. Okay, the big three. Okay, they just mentioned this. I guess this is it's still the one of the things they're looking at. The big three dynamic. That's the power of the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the House Speaker. And then it's got the Democratic strategy of what they're going to try. Well, one interesting thing is they only have, the Democrats only have 64 seats of 150 in the House. And that's in Texas, of course, the state house. And they have 12 in the Senate. So that's 12 out of 31 seats in the Texas Senate. So the Republicans have a strong majority in both the House and the Senate in Texas. And so let's get to one of my favorite deals, as you know, is property taxes. Now, where do they have that here? They said some stuff about that. Okay, yeah. How to spend the budget. Okay, this is a budget surplus. So the way I take this is literally what was left over from last year. Can you imagine? It says here's a related story. Texas lawmakers will have $188.2 billion available for the next budget after record-breaking revenue growth. Okay, the record-breaking revenue growth resulted in a $32.7 billion budget surplus from last year. So I guess they've added that to what they already had planned, I guess, which would be $188.2 billion is what they're going to be looking at for this year's budget for the state of Texas. And so they're looking at this as if though there's $32.7 billion extra that they can play with this year. So so what are they looking at? Well, Governor Abbott promised during his campaign to deliver the largest property tax cut in history of the state. You know, I'm just tired of that one. I'm buzzed out on that. You know how many governors have used that very same phrase? I'm going to give the largest property tax cut in the history of mankind. You know, they've used that over and over and over. And are the people learning anything from this? It's just bull squat. It's one thing that lasts for maybe a year, two, and the property taxes go down a little bit, hardly noticeable. And this is history making? That ain't history at all. I tell you what, if you want to do some history, if you want to make history, return the state of Texas to a lawful state with a lawful government. And that means abolish civil tyranny. Property taxes is civil tyranny. I covered that yesterday and why that is. Now, I didn't say that. John Adams said that. Yeah, he was the second president of the United States, kind of a founder, you know, and he wrote his dissertation on the canon and feudal law. Property taxes are feudal and unlawful in the United States of America and every state of the Union. Thomas Jefferson called our property allodial, that we have an allodial title to all of our property. It cannot be leaned by government for the creation or support of anything having to do with government. Yeah, that's what an allodial title is. You're like a king when you own property in America. Nobody can lien it for any purpose. You're the man, you're the boss, you're the king of your place. Now, is that how we own property in America? They call us property owners. That is a bald-faced lie. We don't own jack squat in America. We rent everything we have. We're tenants. We're tenants and serfs in our own land. Now, here, if they want to make history, and I don't even like what this thing does. It says, now, Governor Abbott said he wanted to use half of the budget surplus to deliver on that promise. But Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, another property tax relief hawk, has introduced a note of caution warning the legislature could not spend half of the surplus without busting its self-imposed spending cap. Oh, well, we certainly don't want to do that, you know. And in parenthesis here, it says the legislature can vote to spend beyond the cap. Well, that's kind of handy, isn't it? You know, it's just, you know, what is a spending cap if you can just vote to get rid of it? Why even bother voting to put a cap in the first place? Here's the deal. Why don't you just stick to the principles? You cannot have lawful government and then confiscate everybody's property to create it and support it. Because guess what you've just done? Just destroyed the purpose of lawful government, which is the protection of the property and protection of the ownership of the property in the hands of the one that owns it. The state cannot own property lawfully. They can't confiscate property lawfully and charge you rent. Oh, and they say, well, we're not the state. Your local property tax people do that. We're the state. Well, that's that thing down there, that county and the appraisal district and the county tax office and the school districts and all these districts, that's not the state. Well, you're just a lying son of a gun, because if you look at the law, what it is, the county, all of these are state subdivisions. All the authority in these subdivisions come from the state of Texas. If you're in the state of Texas, everything in the state of Texas, my friend, is the state of Texas. And if you sue one of these things, guess what you find out? Oh, by golly, it's a subdivision of the state of Texas. Well, I'm sorry. The state of Texas cannot charge property taxes. They can't lien it. They can't put a lien on your property that guarantees the payment of it, or they take it. Now, of course, they don't take it personally. They sell it on the courthouse steps. And somebody comes along, if they can pay the taxes and beat the other guy, whoever's bidding on it, and be the highest bidder plus paying the property taxes, they own the property. Well, they don't own the property, do you? They just take over the state lease. They take over your lease. Now they have a lease on it, and they got to keep paying the rent, or they'll do the same thing again. So all we're doing is we're a bunch of renters. We all have a bunch of state leases. I'm tired of that. I'm ready for lawful government. Why don't we have lawful government in the United States of America instead of running around kicking asses all over the world to so-called help people, send tons of military equipment, billions of tons and dollars worth of equipment all over the world to fight other people and this and that, prop up puppet governments. And haven't you just had enough of this caca? Why can't we just have some lawful government at home for a change? Wouldn't that be a breath of fresh air? You want civil tyranny to go down this year, for the greatest break in civil, the greatest lengthening of civil tyranny, the chain of civil tyranny in history? Or do you want it completely abolished? Abolish civil tyranny. That's what you need to do. That way you don't have to be fiddling around with this every year. Now, of course, what have they done? What is the real thing they've done here? They've created a monster. You know, they've created a monster, and now the monster's running the deal. You know, that's what happens when you create a Frankenstein. It gets out of your control. That's what the public school system is. It's a monster. They've created a horrible thing. They can't control it. Well, anyway, that'll give you something to think about on the break here, coming up in just a few seconds. Stay with us. We'll be right back, and maybe we'll hear from Mark Anderson pretty soon. All right. Sunshine, shine on.
Smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can hear me a lot better than I could hear the radio station today. I don't know what's going on. Julie says it's been going on all day. When I hear the radio station, that's all staticky. But I bet you can hear me okay. Well, the next thing in this article from the Texas Tribune, one of the things they're watching at the Texas Capitol is parental rights. And, you know, this ties back into public education again. You know, public education is a complete disaster. Illegally and unlawfully funded by property taxes, of course. So the Republican leaders, and I'm quoting now, the Republican leaders and lawmakers have targeted, quote, parental rights, unquote, at the center of their agendas this session. They want to give parents more say in their children's education, whether it be the school they attend or the books they read. Well, I'm just going to tell you something about that right now. You know, that's democracy, isn't it? And again, it shows that these people don't know what they're talking about in Austin. The problem is not access to agenda or public educational material by parents. Because if you've ever been to one of these state board of education meetings, what you see is hundreds of people lined up and they all want to get some of their caca in the curriculum taught by the state. I think you're leaving out some of these Hispanics and the importance of history and the Hispanics, and you're leaving out some of the Puerto Ricans, and you're leaving out the Italians, and you're leaving out the and you need to put this in, and you need to put more of me and my outfit in there. Nope, zero. Shut up. That's not what public education is. Public education is teaching the principles of property that regulate every aspect of lawful government. Why is that? So that the students learn how to defend their property. They learn that they have property, and they learn how to defend it. I'm not making this up. This is Article 7, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution. Public education, the purpose of public education is short and sweet. I don't have it right in front of me, so I'm not going to read it, but I'll read it on the after the next break. Now, I'm going to tell you what the problem is with the curriculum of Texas public education. It is already way overblown and way too large. It teaches more stuff, more junk, more stuff that is not authorized by to the state to teach. The state has very limited authority about everything it does. It cannot obtain authority to teach your neighbor's kid everything or anything in the world. No. Why? You don't have the authority to go next door and teach their kids how to play basketball or throw a pigskin 100 yards. What does that do to defend your property or their property for that matter? You know how much money you spend on stadiums, high school stadiums alone? Well, you'd think we living in Rome or something. And we have gladiators. We're developing gladiators to fight in Rome. You know, it turns out these gladiators were well funded. Very, very wealthy people owned gladiators in these shows, and these gladiators were taken care of handsomely. Believe it or not, they were like pro football players. Yeah. Now, you could lose one now and then. You know, they actually killed one another. So, it was a risky venture for a wealthy man. No shopkeeper, just lonely shopkeeper, owned any gladiators. Well, anyway, I think I got off the track so good. Anyway, back to the Bill of Rights for them. Anyway, we're going to take a break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Yeah, from the little big horn to the Rio Grande, it seems we've seen the last lemonade stand. Well, all the flea markets and the paper routes, if you can't trade it more, you get muscle out. Can we just slow down to the break of day? Yeah, would you hold me close into the break?
Okay, welcome back to Stop the Presses. This is Ron Avery with filling in for Mark Anderson today, and we're probably going to hear from him in a little bit. And I just discovered my problem with my sound, and that's very nice. And it was all my fault. I was blaming it on RB. I'll have to remember that. Anyway, back to this parental rights until we hear from Mark. Oh, I was going to also go look up this to read you Article 7, Section 1 of the Texas Constitution. But I'll put that off a little bit too because I don't have it in front of me yet. And back to this parental rights and letting all these parents determine what their children are going to learn. I'm going to be honest with you. Most adults today don't know any more about lawful government than I don't know what to compare it to. They're just flat ignorant of it. That's one of the reasons we're in this condition. So that's not going to help return property to the people. And ultimately, you know, that really is our whole problem. You know, when the people don't own anything, when they're not the owners, when they're not the sovereign, when they don't own anything, the state owns everything, that is the problem. And not all this other stuff the state thinks up to solve, which is not a problem. And to solve public education, number one, you need to stop paying for it by something that destroys the purpose of public education. You can't take a man's property and then teach him how to defend his property at the same time. Well, with that, I've just seen here that Mark is with us. How you doing, Mark?
Not too shabby. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Sounds good.
The room itself is quite echoey here in the basement of the Texas State Legislature here in Austin, just south of Round Rock, where RBN is. I'm with a border security advocate from South Texas, the region I live in, and we've been spending all day here in the second day of the legislature going over border issues, especially border issues, but also I just got out of part of a conference meeting with Terry Hall of Texans United for Reform and Freedom and Texans for Toll-Free Highways, and there is a massive onslaught, for example, just a brief mention about the federal level. Joe Biden wants to have a remote kill switch in all cars after 2026 and a federal mileage tax. These are in the Biden infrastructure bill that just passed. And I guess I understand he signed it into law. And there's also a whole slew of state-level Texas legislative proposals that Terry Hall's group is putting out. She's been fighting the Trans-Texas Corridor, the otherwise known as the NAF Superhighway. Many might know Terry from that. She's a very dedicated homeschool mom and activist. But at any rate, in this most recent thing today, the conference meeting she's having with people that represent other groups, It's outlining these extreme problems with federal transportation policy, but also trying to enact solutions at the state level here in Texas. And one is to push back on the idea of having a kill switch in cars.
Well, that's very good. I have heard that once, and I have forgotten about it. Shouldn't we have some legislation about a shock collar that the president must wear, that whenever he does anything unconstitutional, it shocks him?
That's a fanciful and, I might say, excellent idea in a sort of sideways kind of way. But also, Terry mentioned that just under TxDOT alone, the Texas Department of Transportation, there are over 2 million Texans right now with unpaid tolls who have been put into the collections category, and they are considered criminals.
Wow.
And keep in mind that most of the tolls that are either put on a freeway that used a freeway that used to be free and was converted to a tollway, or a brand new toll road built from scratch, those tolls are put there by private companies that are allowed by the state to operate those roads within Texas at a profit. So yeah. Terry also mentioned that you can be completely unaware that you have breached some regulation in driving on toll roads, and you're already building up penalties. You have not even received your first bill yet. You have no notice that you're in arrearage. And you can be completely unaware that you've built up enough strikes against you to where you can be pulled over and have your car impounded on the spot and taken away from you. And you never even received that first bill saying that you owe any toll or you have any arrearage anyway.
Yeah, that's totally tyrannical, and especially a kill switch. You know, depending on where that might happen when you're driving, that could be very dangerous. It could cause the death of a motorist, in fact, killing your motor in a place where you're not prepared to deal with a dead car. That's just outrageous. These people need to be locked up and incarcerated. These people need something more constructive to do, like making big rocks smaller.
Yes, or peeling enough potatoes to supply McDonald's for the next 50 years.
Absolutely. Yes.
Anyway, kind of backing out of the road and highway issues, important though they may be, that's just a taste, and I'll report more next week when I go back to anchoring Stop the Presses. I'll report more on the state-level laws, at least a little bit, at least a summary of what Terry and her organizations are proposing at the Texas level, a little bit at the U.S. level perhaps, to try and push back against this transportation tyranny, which ironically comes on the heels or comes in tandem today with the entire, this morning at least, with the entire airline industry being shut down over what is being called a computer glitch. Now, that word glitch is very malleable. Yes. The word glitch can mean different things to different people. I am very skeptical about that thing this morning with all the planes being downed and kept out of the skies. And
What are you talking about, Mark? Is that recent? Is that like today, you say?
Yeah, early this morning, every single commercial flight was grounded over what was reported to be a nationwide Federal Aviation Administration computer glitch. It apparently lasted 2 to 3 hours. That's a very rough estimate of the duration of it. That being said, that's enough for transportation. In terms of the border, an associate of mine, a friend of mine who's from South Texas, I won't use his name because he actually is involved in patrolling the border on behalf of border area ranchers, and we have to be a little careful about his identity because he actually engages in the activity of repelling illegal invaders across the Rio Grande River and making them go back over the river into Mexico. He's instructed to repel them, and he does.
Okay, well, I know his name, and I won't say it.
Yeah, we attended a little bit of the House session today here in Austin and a little bit of the Senate session. We identified some people that might be sympathetic to calling out Governor Abbott on not being effective enough and not being willing enough to actually enforce his own self-proclaimed invasion here at the border. One of the more sympathetic ears was Representative Steve Toth, T-O-T-H. We met with him early this morning. He remembered me from 10 years ago discussing some firearms issues. I was very glad he remembered me, and we had a very good talk with him. He did say, he wasn't outright defending Abbott. He was just trying to get accuracy into the conversation. One thing he said was that when the state does try and do effective things to slow down and mitigate against the border invasion, the federal government will intervene and undo what the state just did.
Yes, yes. I'm aware of that happening as well. And I believe that's absolutely tyrannical. I believe there's no authority whatsoever to do that. I think, first of all, it is dissolution of the federal government to not enforce border laws that are in place under Title VIII, which they are doing. And then to prevent a state from regulating their own border is definitely not authority they have. So that's tyranny, exercise of power without authority. This thing is so far gone. If people really knew the principles of property, we would have a new government on Thursday.
Yes, I agree with that. And one of the examples that Representative Steve Toth used when he talked to us this morning was that the state might put up a gate or a fence somewhere to at least slow down the invasion and lock it, and the feds will go and unlock it.
Yes, yes.
Under Biden's orders. Now, we talked to four state troopers today, two outside, two inside, and they are all very, especially the last two inside, are very upset about their orders to back off and not really actually repel the invasion. They don't like it, and they're ordered really not to do the full job. They want to do the full job, and their hands are oftentimes tied, maybe not 100% of the time, but a little too much of the time their hands are tied, and they're not happy about it.
Well, I can see why. It's like sending out soldiers and then telling them, but when the invader comes, just let them through, you know, let them take the country. I mean, what is your purpose? I mean, why do you have this Border Patrol? Why do you have these officials? Just call them all back and have a, you know, bust out the beer kegs. Forget it.
Yeah, exactly. If you're there at all, if you have these organizations at all, then they either do their job or they don't. And if they fall far short, if they abdicate their job, what they're actually paid to do, then there's literally no point in having them.
That's precisely it. I mean, they have, the job is to regulate the border, but they are told not to.
Indeed, and nevertheless, it was a pretty fruitful discussion with Representative Toth, and we listened in again, like I say, to the House and Senate side, and there's another group here that is sending a loud message to the Speaker of the Texas House, Dade Thielen, and the message they're sending to him is stop appointing Democrats to head the committees in the legislature. Thielen is a self-professed or self-proclaimed Republican who keeps making Democrats the head of the committees. And so that's another group that's here. There's sort of a coalition of different groups here. And the guy that I came with is, you might say, the border part of this. At least he's getting ensconced or he's getting involved in these other groups that are handling everything from Mr. Thielen that I just mentioned to the highway and tolling issues, to election integrity, to fighting against civilian disarmament, a.k.a. gun control, because there's also problems there, along with border security. So there's a plethora of issues and a pretty large cross-section of people here today to address those issues. But ironically, one of the shortcomings, at least what I've seen so far, one of the shortcomings is that there are not enough people, it appears, who are here today to complain about the lack of border security. And the most egregious, you might say, the most high-profile and urgent problem right now, arguably, is the open border. And yet there's the least amount of citizen activists here for that issue, which is a little ironic. They're covering these other issues I mentioned, all of which, of course, have merit. But the border is the most absolutely urgent thing. And so the person that I came with is trying to see what he can do to improve that.
Mark, I agree with that. I believe that. And let me tell you what my experience on that really quickly. And let me take a guess about which issues have the more people there yelling about them. I would believe it would be the LGBTQ people and the abortion people. I would think those people are literally paid to be there, and there will be hundreds of them. And property tax will be very, very little people there talking about that, or the border, or any of these really issues that affect every citizen. They won't be supported at all. But all this harebrained, off-the-wall, cockamamie weird thing, they'll have hundreds or thousands of people there for it.
Yes. Now, I have not seen many of those left-wing activist types for those issues just today here on Wednesday, January 11, 2023, but I've only been here about 7 hours on just one day. So, I'm sure they're lurking about, and there'll be more of that as this session goes by. Of course, this legislature officially meets every other year on the odd year, 2021, 2023, and they only meet January through May, roughly, unless they're called into special session. So So it's a narrow window of opportunity to be an activist or a reporter here and to make any headway. There'll be a lot of issues swirling around, but
Mark,
from talking, yes,
I noticed you made a comment about I guess his name is Dave Phelan. Is that Phelan? He's been appointing committee chairs from the minority party, the Democrats, but from what this Texas Tribune article I'm reading, it says that this is traditional over the years that the minority party has been given chairmanships of all these committees. And so apparently they're just keeping that broke down tradition going. It's amazing how they keep ridiculous traditions in place.
Yes, initially we understood that it might have been Speaker of the House Dade Phelan's idea to do this, but you are correct. It is not his original idea. It is, quote, tradition, end quote. And the question is whether it's a good tradition. Of course, in Washington, if you're the Republican Party and you control the House, then automatically the committee chairs are Republicans, and the same in the Senate. So it's not like in Washington. And one might be able to find reasons why this might be, quote, a good idea, end quote. But so far, I'm not seeing how it could be very helpful. Because let's say you have a border bill, although let me mention that Representative Steve Toth told me that we already have the laws we need, and you don't need to pass any more laws, federal or state, to secure the border once and for all. So with the border, Representative Toth is saying there's no need to pass any more legislation. But let's say you wanted to tweak something, or you needed to pass one bill on the border, then chances are it won't get past the Democratic committee chairman, see?
Right, right. Well, I agree with that. What is all these laws? That's our whole problem. Is that laws are not being enforced, which is dissolution. I mean, I don't even know why we're talking about a lawful state and a lawful union when we have laws and none of them are being enforced.
Yes, right. So there's no point in passing new laws.
So how do you make tyrants enforce the law? That's the question.
Well, yeah, or if they go through the motions, if they go through the motions of enforcing it, how do you know they're doing it with the best of intentions, or honestly,
Yeah, they tell you they're doing it. You have the mass media cartel tell you they're doing it, and they're not doing it.
Right, or they act like they're doing it, or they're just finagling it a little bit to make it look like they're doing something.
Yes.
Which is what Governor Abbott is accused of. He talks about that there's been an invasion, and he talks about, isn't that a bad thing? He doesn't actually repel it. And this isn't just me saying it. This is the assistant head of the Department of Homeland Security, Ken Susanelli, who told Fox News about a month and a half ago that the one thing that Abbott has to do that he's not doing with the declaration of an invasion that he himself made, the one thing he's not doing that he must do in terms of an invasion is actually repel the people coming over the river. And since he's not doing that, then declaring a invasion is essentially meaningless, because once you declare an invasion, you are duty bound to then repel that invasion.
Yes. Yes, I would think that's true, and that doesn't include load them up on buses and pay to drive them all over the country. I mean, that's just insane. I mean, it's just, what is that? I mean, that's just, it's eyewash to try to divert attention to somebody else.
Correct, and Representative Toth was a little bit reticent to go that far in criticizing Governor Abbott, but he did offer some criticism. He did concede to a degree that Abbott was falling short but he wasn't quite as strong as we were just now in terms of describing this.
Yes.
He was a little reticent representative this morning, but we're just getting our feet wet here. I'll be returning to the state capitol from time to time during the session. We remember how to get around the building. I've spent the day just remembering how to get around the building. It's largest of all buildings, the largest except for the U.S. Capitol. So it takes a bit to get around, as I'm sure you know, Ron. And now that I know my way around again and I've established some contacts, I'll be talking to Senator Birdwell, Senator Hall, and some others that Cole Corst, I think her name is, to, you know, find out where they're at on the border, because they're also dealing with other issues such as strengthening the Texas power grid against failure, different things like that.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's pretty much my field report from the state capitol for today. By next week here on services, I'll have a short video footage, still frame photos, audio files, goes posted. I have a full report next week and the week after.
Oh, well, that sounds great. Yeah, I'll look forward to that. And, yeah, thanks for coming on, and thanks for doing this on-site coverage. And I guess we'll see you next week then, too.
Yeah, listeners out there, you can go to websites like Texans Uniting for Reform and Freedom, Texans for Toll-Free Highways. These are a couple of good websites. Look them up. Or Texas Lives Matter is another one regarding the border. There's also Texas Border Patriots. Texas Border Patriots is a Facebook page, and I believe Texas Lives Matter is also a Facebook page. So these
okay.
are some sources that listeners live and on the archive can get into. And then I'll see everybody next week on Stop the Presses. And again, Ron, thanks for anchoring for me.
You bet. My pleasure. And that was a good coverage, so I appreciate that too. All right. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in. And that's it for today. And Mark will be back on Wednesday. Okay.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be rolled by Chinamen than dudes.
Bullet with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.